Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys, greetings, 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 grand rising to all. You know, thank you guys for tuning into Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru. And today we are going to have a powerful conversation about self-love. Now, it has been very intense. The energy has been intense lately. I know you guys feel that shit. A lot of you guys, 2018 was a very challenging year for a lot of you guys. And for me as well, you know what I mean? I wasn't immune, right? But 2018, it started really in 2018. A lot of us were faced with, you know, those demons in which we buried so deep, right? And it was so intense because, you know, we were faced and are faced with a lot of things that, you know, we need to clear up, that we need to acknowledge, you know, like, did we really heal that? You know what I mean? Or that's for the people who have done their work, right? But the people who have not even touched it, right, you are now being forced, you know what I mean, to go within. So what we're doing is I am going to, in the Grand Rising Motivation shows, broadcast, excuse me, what I do here is I play a YouTube video that I handpick for you guys that, you know, talks about a particular topic. And this particular segment is going to be about how to love yourself. You know what I mean? Because many people say, love yourself, but no one is teaching us how. You know what I mean? So I'm going to share my tips on self-love. And I just want to say, self-love is one of the hardest. Yes, yes. One of the hardest, you know what I'm saying, things that we will ever. I love you too, Connie. Connie Hunter. Shout out to Connie Hunter. She's our editor and our admin of scheduling. You know what I mean? So thank you, baby. Said, all you guys, my spirit family, love you, love you, love you. But, yeah, when it comes to self-love, guys, it is one of the hardest things that, you know, we we will ever embark on. But I do want to let you guys know that you are not alone. In my Michael Jackson voice, I might upload that and play that for y'all. but, yeah, you are not alone. You know what I'm saying? There is so much help out there. You know, all we have to do is be willing, you know what I'm saying, to ask for help. A lot of us not even asking for help, you know. And that's okay. I mean, I was one of those. I'm very independent. I'm very, you know, go-getter, individuality. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for that. But it wasn't until I asked for help that I got the real help that I needed, y'all. I checked my ass into rehab in 2010. You know what I mean? And when I checked my ass into rehab and asked for help, I promise you, that opened a portal to my self-healing. So self-love takes work. You know, I had a counselor, one of my counselors, when I was in therapy years ago, you know, and I was like, what about self-love? You know, I just didn't understand. And I'm like, how do I figure this shit out? Like, this is hard, you know? And she looked at me. She was like, I think she was in her 60s. And she looked at me, and this is a lady that has all the answers, y'all. You know what I mean? A goddess who is very wise beyond her lifetimes, okay? And she looked at me, and when she looked at me and put her head down and she didn't have the answer, I was like, wow. She said, you know, baby, that takes time. You know, loving yourself takes time. So looking back now, I'm like, well, shit, she was probably even still working on loving herself. So I don't think that we ever, you know, stop figuring out how to love ourselves. This is an ongoing thing that we are going to do for the rest of our lives, right? So in this clip, we're going to give you tips. So what I do is, if you guys want to call into the show, you can call in, area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you press 1 so I can see you in the caller queue. And so I'm going to take notes. Now, I have not listened to this one. You know what I mean? So I'm getting motivation right along with you guys, right? So I'm going to be taking my notes, and I'm going to be coming back. Once the YouTube clip, which is only 15 minutes, right? So once it's finished, I play a song, and then I come back, and I discuss my notes and my takeaways, all right? It's kind of like a morning motivation classroom. You know what I mean? That's what we do here. Yeah, So I love you guys. Thank all of you guys for tuning in. Again, if you want to call in, 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 so I can see you. Or if you just want to call and just say hi, you know, what up, though? You know what I mean? Anything. I welcome all of it. All right? So let me pull the clip for you guys. And this is Ralph Smart. Now, if you guys don't know who Ralph Smart is, Ralph Smart is an amazing. His YouTube channel is Infinite Waters. The YouTube clip is also in the show notes, right? So Infinite Waters, please subscribe to his channel. Ralph Smart also has a lot of great books, but I refer a lot of my clients to Ralph Smart. You know what I'm saying? Ralph Smart is just amazing. You'll see, right? All right, guys. So this is How to Love Yourself in 2019. All right? I'll be back. Peace and love.
Deep divers, were you raised with a belief that self-love was a bad thing? You're a narcissist? Well, I'm here to tell you that is completely untrue. So continue to sing in front of the mirror, I'm too sexy for this mirror. Too sexy for the cat down the road. Too sexy for you. Yeah. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature, baby. Another great day. I'm sending you tons of good energy. Take that, take that, take that. We're just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. How to love yourself. Love yourself 100%. Right now, it's the time to love yourself like never before. Someone wrote to me, Ralph, I love your videos. Please talk about how I can love myself without being seen as a selfish person. Please talk about how I can love myself without guilt. Well, that's what we're going to dive into. How to love yourself 100% this year. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So wonderful, deep divers. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey to love myself. I say this, that self-love is the secret to becoming your greatest version. Everything starts with self-love. However, we have been raised to believe that we have to love our neighbor before we love ourselves. When in actuality, we have to love ourselves first. And then we can love other people. Because if you don't love yourself, you won't even be able to love other people authentically. So, self-love is the elixir of everlasting life. It makes you look so young and feel so good and do a little samba, baby. So growing up as a teenager, I was struggling to love myself because of beauty ideals. You got to have a six pack. There's a lot of pressure growing up, isn't there, ladies? Got to have a big booty. Isn't there, fellas? Got to have big muscles. I was always fit, but I realized that, gosh, parents want me to be like this. Friends want me to be like that. Who am I? A lot of us are struggling. We are struggling with this right now. We find it hard to love ourselves because we are living according to society's expectations of how we should live. And that has to stop right now. I'm here to tell you it is healthy to love yourself. And there's a difference between self-love and being a narcissistic person. Self-love does not mean you are a narcissistic person. It means you are a healthy person. Self-love is when you love yourself, you're so comfortable in your own skin, however, you are happy for other people's success. However, if you are a narcissistic person, you want the spotlight for yourself and you aren't happy for other people. So self-love, we have to establish this, is crucial. It is essential for becoming your greatest version. So along my journey, I started to realize the best way for me to love myself was to realize charity starts at home. As a Pisces, I love to help other people. And I still love to help other people to this day. But I've learned that I had to fill my own cup first. If you can realize that the best love is self-love, give yourself the love you are so willing to offer to other people. What? Slow motion this side. And that's how to love yourself 100%. Give yourself the love you are so willing to give to other people. Realize you got to make time for yourself. You got to go for a walk with a dog, with a cat down the road. Take time off. Go on holiday. Rejuvenate yourself. Replenish your energy. Get your mind right. That's what self-love is. Forget about trying to save the world. Forget about trying to fix everyone else's problem. That isn't your job. You got to take care of you first, and then you can help other people. The reason why I can inspire millions of people is because I'm practicing self-love. I'm making time for self-care, right? How to love yourself 100% this year and beyond. If we can realize this, less self-hate, more self-praise. Instead of hating yourself for everything you want, start loving yourself for everything you are. It's what I call, this is what I tell all of my clients, one flaw at a time. Love one flaw at a time. Love what I call your perfect imperfections. We all have things sometimes we don't like about ourselves. Well, it's time to love those flaws and realize that even if you try to hide them, they are still a part of you. When we talk about loving yourself, it's not just loving what's so great about yourself. It's also about loving what needs to be healed within you. What? Slow motion this side. Give yourself credit for coming so far. Against all odds, you made it. How to love yourself 100% this year without guilt, without being seen as without being seen as a so-called selfish person. I'm in Whole Foods. I meet a guy, Ralph, Infinite Waters. And he says this, and I love it. Ralph, if I'm not full of myself, who else am I supposed to be full of, right? It's okay to fill your own cup and be selfish and at the same time still help other people. So we have to get that clear. How to love yourself 100%. Less guilt. Less shame of being who you are. We are all different. Some people are extrovert, some people are introvert. Some people like to show off their body, some people don't. That's all healthy. If that's you, well, that's you. Learn to embrace all parts of who you are, your body, your mind, your soul, without apologizing for who you are. Less shame, more self-acceptance. That's how to love yourself 100%. I really began to love myself, deep divers, when I found my one true voice. I'm speaking my heart and mind every single day. I'm allowing myself to be vulnerable, because vulnerability is strength too. That's how to love yourself 100%. You didn't come here to be a perfect person. You came here to be real. Real to yourself, authentic to your true emotions, how you're feeling at this point in time. So stop silencing yourself. Stop saying yes to people when you really want to say no. Learn how to find your one true voice. Stop being silent all the time and really realize it's all about self-expression. Self-expression. As your self-expression increases, so will your self-love. If you are suppressing how you feel, you're not loving yourself. So more self-expression equals more self-love. I've spoken about everything under the sun and more's to come. I'm not afraid of anything. I love to do it, and that's why I'm full of confidence and I love myself 100%. 7-day vegan challenge. How to love yourself 100%. Now, this has helped me tremendously. Honor all life forms. When you are eating broccoli, kale, spinach, okay, lentils, you are also saving the life of an animal. Over 150 billion animals are killed every single year. You see, practicing self-love is linked into honoring all life forms. And that's why I've been a vegan for over 14 years. That's why I've been a vegan for over 14 years, because I couldn't love myself when I'm like, I'm killing another animal. I love the cat down the road. I love the dog down the road. Do you love your dog? Imagine someone eating your dog. That would be terrible. Exactly. Well, a cow is just as important as a dog. It's still a sentient life form. So what really helped me to love myself was to say, actually, believe it or not, animals actually have feelings. And the more I began to honor other life forms, I actually began to have more self-respect, more self-love. And now, before you know it, I'm really loving myself 100%. Because I'm taking care of my body, I'm eating better, more fruit, more veg, and that's how to love yourself 100% without guilt. Surround yourself with people who help you love yourself, with people who accept you for who you are. They don't always want to change you. They're not judging you. They accept you. They take you as you are. These are the kinds of people we have to be around. I got a lot of deep divers, a lot of deep divers, always looking out for me, always looking out for Ralph Smart. They accept me. They accept me. I accept you, deep divers. That's how to practice self-love. That's how to love yourself 100%. Look at your environment. Say to yourself, am I being kind to myself by being in this environment? Is this helping me love myself more, or is it helping me hate myself? We have to be in environments that nourish our body, mind, and soul, and then we will love ourselves. Every single day, what are you doing? Do you love your work, your lifestyle? Because if you don't, you're not practicing self-love. I absolutely love my life right now, so that's a form of self-love. That's a form of self-love, because I'm doing what makes me happy every single day. I'm not complaining. Oh, I don't like this job. No. Just over broke? No, I don't have a job. I have a lifestyle I love. And that's how to love yourself 100% without guilt. And then, deep divers, well, you just say, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey. Beautiful, deep divers. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's breathing in the Good Oz Prana shirts. Good Oz Prana, check out the amazing shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Check out the new amazing book on Amazon, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart. Get daily inspiration on Instagram at Infinite Waters. Ask questions there. Deep divers, have a beautiful day. Infinite Waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy. Peace. You! I love myself. Say it loud, say it proud. I love myself.
it right. Welcome back, welcome back. That is a beautiful song, you know what I'm saying? And it fit right into this broadcast. You know, even though she was speaking about, you know what I mean, something external, you know, probably a relationship with Jay or whatever, you know, but I want to revert in, you know, that within, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love you. You know, you, yourself, you know what I mean? Me, myself, and I. That's another great song, you know, for this broadcast. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, accept your flaws and all. You know what I mean? And, guys, one important aspect in learning how to love yourself is accepting that part of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yes, 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 Connie. Yes, Connie Hunter, baby. We love us some Connie. Yes, yes, yes. But, yeah, you know, pretty much accepting that part of yourself that we tend to shun, that we tend to hide from the world. You know, one secret that I did, you know, for myself is I learned to start laughing at my flaws. I learned to start laughing at my mistakes. You know, there were just recently, you know, I remember one of my old business partners, you know, wanted to correct me that, you know, the way that I did my business thing, it wasn't perfection, you know. And perfection is pretty much just a perceived, you know, expectation that humanity has about how shit should go, right? A limited one at that. And she tried to correct me, and I stood my ground, and I told her, I said, you know, imperfection is perfection. You know, if by any means you think or perceive that I am going to be perfect, we need to end this partnership now. You know what I mean? Because I am going to be the first to tell you that I am not perfect. Nor, you know, that's how I learn. That's how we learn. We learn from fucking up. Fuck up. Matter of fact, fuck up on purpose sometimes. Just so that you can learn. You know what I mean? See, this life is a science, you know? And you're the scientist. Said. You know what I mean? You're the scientist. You don't have to be a mad scientist. Play with it. Have fun with it. Laugh at yourself. But what's most important that you go, as Shari said, you know, please check out Shari, the Moonlight Ra goddess, you know, on Alchemy Temple. You know what I mean? But check the show archives. You know, you'll see her name. Please follow her on Facebook. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful soul. You know what I mean? And she dropped them gems, as she always does. But what she said is that you have to be willing to go into the triple darkness within your motherfucking self. I see you said I'm bringing you on in just a second. You got to be willing to go into the triple darkness of your motherfucking self. And me and Sad actually did a show about knowing thyself, which Shari showed up for. You know what I'm saying? Go back in the archives and look and listen to that show about knowing thyself. Knowing thyself is important, but knowing thyself on every level. You know what I mean? On every level, right? So that's what it's about. You got to be willing to go into the triple darkness. Said, my brother.
Good.
What's up, bro? Peace and love. How are you?
Peace. Peace.
Okay,
I'm just
great.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually meditating on what you're saying right now, but go ahead. You was getting ready to say something else, so go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, I just wanted your input, you know what I'm saying, because when it comes to self-love, bro, you know, I think a lot of times we have it twisted to where, you know, it's supposed to be love, light, this whole beautiful flowery shit, you know what I'm saying, roses and all of this shit, you know what I'm saying, but it's not always that. So I would definitely love your input on the topic of self-love.
Well, I will say this, and you made the comment, you know, we did a show that really complimented a lot of what you're just talking about, which is knowing thyself. And really, it's self-love, because knowing thyself puts you in the same functionality of vibration that self-love is vibrating on. Because and I go back to the Latin, because everything kind of goes back to the Latin. When we started the broadcast, we were talking about knowing thyself, and the Latin for knowing thyself is temet nosce, and it's to know thyself. It's broken down, know thyself. Those three words, not thyself is one word, it's know thyself, because you have to break it down for the vibrations to understand what you're vibrating in. You can't just use etymology and say, you know, I'm about to just go in this knowing thyself meditation and just go in here and manifest something. No. Just like Chari was breaking down the chakras and how you have to really abundantly know yourself to fully understand this, and then going right into the broadcast of what you're talking about, knowing your self-love. Knowing thyself is a key component. And it's like, if you can't love yourself, it's almost as if you want to be equally yoked with someone that's not even vibrating on the same capacity or frequency you are. So it's like, how are you trying to self-love when you're trying to make someone equally yoked that doesn't even have the same capacity as you? It goes back to like when he was talking about having a glass of water and you have a lemon in it, but now you want it sweet because it's tart, and you don't have enough room to add sugar in it. Well, guess what? You didn't add all this poison in here. It's like you want all this. You've allowed all this in your life. So how can you really love yourself when you love the exact thing you fear?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are loving the same thing you fear, but yet you fear it so much. It's like you want to love so much, so bad, but your fear is that someone is going to take it away from you. Well, guess what? You love the exact thing that you fear, because that exact person that may be in your life is the exact person that does not love you and doesn't want anything to do with you, because they're not even reciprocating the same love that you're giving.
You know, Sid, I feel that it's subconscious. You know, we do this subconsciously. You know what I'm saying? So an important aspect to study when it comes to self-love is studying your subconscious behavior, your subconscious patterns. You know what I mean? Very, very key. Said, when it comes to self-love, do you feel that, you know, a lot of people, they have it twisted as far as what that really means, first of all. But self-love and the ego, you know what I mean? Self-love and the ego. Let's talk about that, because I feel a lot of people, you know, they equate self-love with, I love myself. You know, I'm going to buy me this, I'm going to buy me that, you know. And they, I mean, their ego, the survival aspect of the ego, it's imbalanced.
Thank you. It's basically that imbalance is mindset over mind state. Okay, so I know I'm like, everybody's like, what? Mindset over mindset, what? Okay, the imbalance is just what you're talking about. It's like you could be so arrogant about yourself that your mindset is not even on yourself. It's broken. It's on the vibration of what everybody else sees you as and what you're trying to operate in. That's the mind state.
Right.
It's like your mind state is set on everyone else instead of what your mindset should be, which is self. You're living through other people. If your mind is, if your mindset is on mind state, your mindset should never be on mind state. Like I said, mind state is what everyone else expects you to operate in. And when your mindset is what on everyone else is operating in, guess what? You are never set on yourself. You're set on what everybody else's expectations is of you.
Yes.
So guess what? Your love is arrogant. The self you have for yourself, it goes into your pride, is arrogant. But your ego is arrogant. So guess what? You will already know, based on how someone is, based on their ego and how they want to put all this negativity around you. Like, yeah, that's not a good idea. What the hell are you talking about? Guess what? Your ego is driven around yourself. Oh, okay. You're in a mind state. Bye. Keep your mind state ass to yourself. That's like if you ain't got nothing but this negative in your life, keep that negative shit over there. Keep it over there. I'm going to say fuck with you. I'm going to still fuck with you because I got love for you. But guess what? Your mind state runs you.
Man, say, you know, say, what we do here on the show is that every time somebody drops jewels, we drop the bomb. So I got to, you know, drop the bomb. You know what I'm saying? Because you just spit that fire, bro. That's it. That's it right there, man. So, absolutely. So, you know, that's a very important aspect, guys, for you guys to be aware of. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to point the fingers at anyone. You know, we're just wanting to, you know, open you guys up to know that there's levels to this, you know, and just being aware of that aspect within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because at some point, I'm pretty sure we was all there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To where we were self-absorbed, especially as men. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Arrogant, all that shit. You know, I know about that.
I wanted to tie this last statement to what you said about subconscious, that we, like, subconsciously do things. Mm-hmm. This is something that we should unconsciously do. Mindset should be unconsciously compatible to all.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that when you consciously put things in your life as barriers or as roadblocks, you are not on a mindset. You are already on a mind state. That means your mindset is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're not on yourself no more. You're on what everybody else around you wants you to be. You're trying to please everybody around you because guess what? When you ask for something, they will give it to you because you don't know how to do it for yourself yet. You're doing it for them. It's like you're entertaining.
Absolutely.
You're not broadcasting. You're entertaining them. And I think I broke that down between, you know, doing a show and entertaining, or doing a show for entertainment as far as doing a broadcast for information. So there's a big difference. You know, you entertain people all you want, but I want to understand myself. So I'm going to get this information because it's going to be within me as far as what I need to give for within myself, not for what's without.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all, please follow us on Facebook. You know, the information is going to be in the show notes, as well as you can contact us. If you have show ideas or if you're a speaker yourself and you want to come on our platform to teach, but over anything, please follow us on Facebook because – in our Facebook group, you know, you're going to get updates under the announcement section. You're going to get all of the important shows. But I said all this to say, you know what I'm saying, it's coming in February. His first show is going to be, he's going to be every first Thursday of the month. But I feel that said it's also going to be, you know, every week, you know what I'm saying? But we got to talk about that, you know. but I mean,
I'm down.
Know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he said. So, Sayed, tell us about your segment that you're going to be bringing forth to the Enhancing Awareness platform. Tell us about it.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do is kind of evolutionize how we as a people need to come together. So, when I did the broadcast back in December with you, I was going in or – no, actually, it was in January. Sorry. We were going in on the whole idea of knowing thyself. So I wanted to create something that is abundantly clear for everyone, that is going to be transparent so that everyone can do this. And I'm calling the show, That's What I Said.
Yeah.
And instead of it being the natural way we said, S-A-I-D, I shortened it because my name is Cedric. So CED makes it personalized so that people know, hey, it's Ced getting ready to broadcast, but you can personalize it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the information that I want to put out, I don't want to just put it out from an urban black male as everyone sees me as. I want to put it out as a god, as a scientist, as someone that has been able to be elected to the council to sit at the table and to conversate with everyone that's allowed to sit at the table so that we can come forward and say, people need to know thyself. So what are the tools? What is the framework? And not just people that you would assume that be at the council. No, I want everyone that's controversial, that loves thyself, that is willing to sit at the table and be able to conversate with me and not debate, but really talk to the people and say, this is the empowerment piece that we need. We need to show that diversity and unity does work.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes, brother.
I want to bring it out. So So yes, I want to bring that divide to the to radio, to real time life live, so people can actually put it in their ear and absorb the information. That diversity and unity does work if you do not allow divide and separation into your mind frame.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we have a impeccable international audience, you know what I mean? And, you know, we will be known around the world, you know, as far as healing, you know. Just, guys, we literally have now a host for you every day, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's going forward, it's probably going to be even two shows, you know what I'm saying, per day. Like, we are growing so rapidly. We have grown within this.
Yeah.
Dave, do you know it's only been like a month?
Right, it has been.
You know, and look where we're at.
Yes, it's growing. I told you.
We have a lot of divine gods and goddesses on each day. You know what I'm saying? On Mondays, we have Jamila with the Craft Keeper. Tuesdays, we have Professor Kaba from Hidden Colors. You know what I'm saying? His daughters. You know, and on Wednesday, we have Manny Andrews, which he was on last night's show with Sergio, you know, but Manny is researching, you know what I'm saying? And I love Manny's drive, you know what I'm saying? Because Manny wants to learn. Manny's thirsty, you know what I'm saying? But he's thirsty, you know, not for no nigga, not for no feet, you know what I'm saying? He's thirsty for wisdom. He's thirsty for knowledge. He looks, you know, he is a god. He looks up to the gods. You know what I'm saying? To teach him, to help him, to lead him. That's why I love the fact that y'all, you know, set y'all time aside and help that brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
because he's been through a lot, bro. But he's ready.
You
know what I mean?
He is.
So you got on Thursdays, you have, you know, one host on each Thursday of the month who's going to be doing their particular thing. And that's what I said, being one of them. And Sergio's second Thursday, which is Operation Wake the Fuck Up. And third Thursdays is going to be Keisha Jeffrey, and she's going to be doing the Goddess Keys to Understanding. That's going to be geared toward melanated women. And Eli, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be doing erratic, I believe, like that. Anyway, frequency, you know, but Eli is great. These are all divine guys. Tiki Bradshaw is going to be Sister Circle. Which does every Saturday, and then Lisa and Gary Van is on Sundays, and they do the Relationship Cafe. All remarkable. So if you have not followed blogtalkradio.com, please do so as well right now, because, guys, it's about to blow – not about to blow up. It's already blowing up, but it's about to get even more, you know. They're going to want to buy us, bro. They're going to want to buy us out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about to get real. It's about to go down.
If y'all not on board, I'm telling you right now, y'all need to be, because the takeoff has already taken off. The wheels are already off the ground. We already at 10,000 feet, and the captain has already turned off the seatbelt sign and turned the Wi-Fi on. I'm just letting y'all know. It's about to get down. In a Hanson Awareness Radio, if y'all are not right now with y'all, like, if y'all not in the cabin right now with us, and the stewardess is not walking down the aisle getting ready to give you something to drink, you missed the flight.
Yeah. Don't miss that flight. I just looked up at the time that we have left, said, and we have 1 hour and 11 minutes left.
Woo,
and today is January the 11th.
Yes, 111.
So as you were speaking, the 111 was there. Like, the universe said, "Yeah, bro, new beginnings. Yeah, y'all about to blow." So yeah, man, we flying high over here at the Hanson Awareness Radio. We love everyone. But just to go back to the topic, you know, hold yourself accountable as well. Holding yourself accountable and checking your motherfucking self on your shit is key.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because, you know, you don't want, you know, our spouses and, you know, our friends and all that, you know what I'm saying? But how many of y'all are checking y'allself in the motherfucking mirror? Like, oh, shit, wait a minute, my
Thank
shit
you.
Stank. Hold up. Let me, you know, let me go with it.
Thank you.
You know, my shit is stinking. You know what I'm saying? You got to literally admit that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, baby, the problem is you, boo. The problem is you, boo. Ooh. But see, your ego. won't allow you to accept that.
Thank you.
And we just spoke on that. You know what I mean?
I
promise you guys, we have to, you know what I'm saying, get more in tune within and get more in tune with knowing thyself. If you are not doing your work right now, not only will you be forced, you will attract sickness and death to you, and you will perish. You're not needed anymore here on this earth, so you will be banished.
Oh, and not only that, it's going to come to a point where you're going to realize things are going to change, and it's going to happen rather quickly. I'm not going to give you a time period, because if you didn't listen to Sergio last night, he kind of threw a date out there for people to be paying attention to. But really, y'all can go and be stuck on 144,000 if you want to. You can be stuck on the fact that it's not 144,000. Whatever it is you believe is what you believe. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't dig deep and figure you out and know thyself and start doing that self-love assessment that you need to be doing,
yeah.
All I'm going to say is I'm going to sit in my garage and I'm going to do like my friend said. I'm going to sit in my garage and I'm going to look at you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, you're being warned. You know, not only are you being warned, see, what we do here is we give you the how-to.
Yeah.
We teach you. We're practitioners in our businesses. Everybody got their own business in helping somebody in some type of area of one another. Like, if I can't help you, I'm going to send you to Jai. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send you to somebody who does, you know. Jai is my counterpartner as far as the balance is concerned, you know, because I can only help women certain degree. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I send them to her. I'm like, okay, you need to get a reading from me and Jai, you know, in balance. You know what I mean? Because you need that woman oracle as well.
Yes. Yes.
And check yourself on your own shit, guys. It's very important. Everything starts with self-love, no ego, and fill your own cup first. You know, as far as trying to please others, you know, I think that that's a program. People pleasing, in my observation, is a program.
Thank you.
Right? So you have to unprogram yourself. So the people pleasing, and we all been there, you know what I mean? But, you know, baby, are you living a life for you? You know, is that career that you in, you know what I mean? You're a basketball player, but you were trained from age 3 because that was your daddy's dream, but he just transferred that onto you. But that's not really what you want to do. You woke up when you were like 19 and was like, damn, what the fuck am I doing? This is not what I really want to do, but I got to do it to please my family. You know what I'm saying? Are you living that life?
Thank you.
No. It will not work anymore, guys. It just won't work anymore. You will die.
Thank you. Thank you. You are overworking yourself to absolutely no achievement at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
If you do not know yourself and you're not issuing self-love and the self-gratification for everything that you do when it comes to not just loving the person you are, but the person you have became, you are working for no reason at all. You are basically paying bills and never achieving nothing. No substance whatsoever. And it reflects on your lifestyle. It's like, dang, I don't never have no money in my pocket. You know why? Because you don't have anything invested in you.
What? Everything is external.
Yes. Don't let me go there. Because people
go there.
I'm in a broke mind frame because you know, I just got a bad job. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's take a backup and look at yourself. Are you loving yourself? No, because you're settling for less. And guess what? You settle for less because that's what you have in your life, is you're settling for less than what is provided for you. You can provide better, but you'd rather settle for less because it's a shortcut. And when you shortcut yourself, guess what? You shortcut the dreams and admirations that you possibly could have.
Yeah. Y'all better listen. I hope y'all got y'all pen. You dropping some jewels on y'all.
You said we had an hour?
We have an hour left, but we ain't going to go no hour. We're going to wrap it up in about 10.
I'm just saying.
But I schedule all shows for 2 hours because we just never know how it's going to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, guys, fill your own cup first. You know what I'm saying? Fill your own cup first and be sure that you're living for yourself, you know. And setting boundaries isn't easy. But we have to come to a point. Sometimes it may be even deadly, said, you know, with some people, because some people are so terrified, you know, because their husbands or their wives are, you know, abusive in some type of way. I personally have been in abusive relationships. So, guys, on the 30th, you didn't know about this, said, but you know now. On the 30th, I believe it's the 30th. Let me pull up my calendar because I don't want to tell y'all the wrong date. But on the on the 30th, it's on a Wednesday, we are doing a domestic violence show. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be, it's going to be a show on domestic violence and what, you know, abuse is not just physical. You know what I'm saying? And I personally think that, you know, I think physical is, it's bad, but I think verbal to me is one of the worst. Verbal and emotion for me is one of the most used weapon when it comes to domestic violence. So we're going to be talking about it on the 30th. So we're going to dive into that one, bro. Man, say.
I just added this to my calendar.
Yeah, on January, on the 30th, I believe, 7 o'clock p.m. I'll let you know the time. I have to get with her next week to formulate the show. But, yeah, man, domestic violence, like we having these hard, hidden topics, you know what I'm saying, this month. You know, January is like the initiation, like the 11/11.
Yes.
January is the 11/11 to get all of us kickstarted. Said that show that me and Shari did, bro.
Yes.
So many people were in my inbox and was like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? I have these repressed memories. And see, that's something on the next show, said, we're going to have two licensed therapists.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So we're going to have two licensed therapists next week, you know, to help people live.
Oh, you're going in.
Oh, we're
going
to get this work. Said, let me tell you something. I did not come to play. Yeah.
No, he ain't going to play. He's going in.
10,000 feet up in the air. What? Yeah. We ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have two licensed therapist on, you know, one of them specializes in mental health and another one specializes, I forgot what she specializes in, but anyway, you know, we have people who know, you know what I'm saying, who have been to school and who have been, not only, you know, it's not in a sense of training, but in a sense of they know what's up, you know what I'm
saying?
Dr. Kaba's daughter is one of them. She's going to be she's a licensed, she's the one on mental health. Candace.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, guys, please, 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 again, follow our Facebook group because it's going down next Wednesday, the Science of Molestation, Part 2. Next Wednesday, domestic violence on the 30th. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, powerful stuff. Mental health in the black community with Lisa and Gary Van. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be on the 27th. And Candace is going to be on that show as well. So, you know, if you need to heal, and if you need a counselor and you need all of that and you're listening, please share this segment with your friends because and tell them to join our platform because a lot of us can't afford, you know what I'm saying, counseling and healing. Like, it's so much shit you got to go through, you know what I'm saying, in order to get the proper healing, right?
And I'm going to throw this shout out, too, because I think Blog Talk is a wonderful platform that allows people to not just call in, but you are allowed to listen in via going to Blog Talk Radio and actually listening to it online. So I want to give a shout out to Char, who's listening online, because that's how I originally was listening, was online,
oh,
and then I called in. So she's listening online.
Charlie.
I want to give a shout out to my sis, the fire goddess, Char Lamone, Moonlight Ra, and this fire that was, you know, that has begun within us, has started in the year 2019, unfortunately, because of another situation that is bringing forward a lot of feelings and a lot of scars that people are now opening and being able to heal from because of, you know, really, I think, just enhancing awareness radio. Let's be real and honest about it. I mean, mm-hmm. yes, okay. Everybody wants to say that Lifetime busted the R. Kelly story, so this is bringing out a lot of the wounds that a lot of people are talking about. Okay, we can say that. We can also say that the show that we did, or I should say the broadcast that was administered to everyone on child molestation, that is now going to be a part two.
Yes.
And I think the door is opening for people to want to express. And now, mm-hmm. like you were just saying, with the clinical psychologist that's going to be able to come on and be able to listen in, and not just listen in, but discuss what's really mm-hmm. going on mm-hmm. in our Black community, what's going on in our communities of color, what's going on in our communities, regardless if there's color or not. But it's going to mm-hmm. be able to attach our people to healing.
Mm-hmm. It's time to heal our shit.
Yes. It's time to heal our shit. It is not time to heal our shit.
Look, Sid, look, if they ain't ready, hey,
say it.
You know, we have no control. Fall to the motherfucking ground. If you're not ready, you're going to fall to the motherfucking ground in our teacher's car voice.
Yes. Lord.
Like that. Straight like that.
Yes. In my Jesus power voice, yeah, Lord, we can't sit here and wait. Y'all going to fall to the ground? Go ahead. The wheels are already off the ground. We sitting there taking our seatbelts off because they turned the Wi-Fi on. And we at 10,000 feet. We at a comfortable level. We still rising, but I'm going to take the seatbelt off because y'all conscious. Y'all well aware of the
right.
bumps in the road. You know?
Yeah.
Y'all well aware of the bumps in the road. I don't need to tell y'all about those. So guess what? We are comfortable level right now. We are still elevating. If y'all not with us, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. We refueling air. We don't refuel on.
You know, guys, I just want to reiterate that this isn't easy. You know what I'm saying? This isn't easy again, but I want you to know that the help is here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, utilize the help on Enhancing Awareness
yes.
platform. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be help in many, many different areas. Email me. My email, my personal email is in the show notes. You know, check out Seb, which is going to be coming. His first show, again, is going to be 2-7. But to wrap up this show, you didn't
yes.
come here to be perfect. You came here to be real.
Yes. Yes.
And Ralph said that, but seriously, we didn't come to be perfect. We came to be real. And what does that mean? Real means that shadow side of yourself. I want y'all, anybody listening, I want you guys to take this year and make this year alone the year of shadow work as far as the Earth classroom.
Yes.
Earth classroom subtopic, subconscious. I mean, excuse me, shadow work. And the subconscious.
In the subconscious, yeah.
You know what? Bam. That's it. Say it. Shadow work within the subconscious. Bam. Mm. Make that your life class this year.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. So loving yourself is a process.
Fact.
Loving yourself without guilt. Go ahead, Sid. I was interrupting your thought. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was saying it's levels to this shit, and you were explaining it. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
loving yourself through the guilt, not acknowledging the negative, but at the same time allowing your past to be the foundation to your future, going to your present, not
mm-hmm.
just sitting there looking at the past as if it wasn't, it's not defining you. It is defining you. It is who you are. But you got to
mm-hmm.
understand in your subconscious, you got to allow the dark side of you, all that dark stuff that you love and that you appreciate that's in you, you got to learn to accept that. Because
yeah.
if you can't accept that, you're not accepting you.
Mm-hmm. Embrace it. So, guys, make this year the year. You said what, Sid?
I said that's all I was going to say. You can go ahead, brother. I didn't want to cut you off.
Okay. No. We're about to wrap it up. You know, 55. Look, we got 55 minutes left. That 55, that double five. You know what I'm saying? Every time I look up, bro, it's either 22-111-5544. I've seen it all in this show alone.
I know. Probably just as I see Connie right now about to throw her phone around and, you know, just really just throw everything around and jump up and down right now, because the synchronicity when it comes to numbers, when all of us are around, is ridiculous. I mean, when we was with Chari, 2 2 1 1 3 3 4 4 5 5 6 6 7 7 8 8 9 9 0. Yes. That means that every frequency that you have questions about, that you just like, I don't know if I'm safe, and you see those numbers go by. Oh, you good. 5 5.
You good.
3 2. Yep. It's like confirmation that, you know what, the duality and the conversation and the love frequency that you are operating in is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Don't question it. Let
don't
yourself be on this and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Love on yourself, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's really apparent that for the last like few days, these broadcasts have really opened doors and opened my heart to understand that, you know what, there's a lot of people that is in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And you know what, we are all perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we question how imperfect we are still perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't shed a tear from listening to someone else's pain, something is definitely wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
Yeah.
I've cried for the last 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, from everybody else's pain, I've cried. Oh, my God, I've cried.
Yeah.
But you know what? That makes us who we are.
Yeah. It's time for us to feel.
Thank you.
You know, it's time for us to feel. And me being, I'm not immune. Sid's not immune. You know, Shari's not immune. Jai's not immune. Connie's not immune. You know, we're not immune. We have to feel.
Yes.
You know, this age of Aquarius ain't playing with us.
Oh.
So. But you know what I love is that we are here now in this moment. And we, you know, on a soul level, you know what I'm saying, we incarnated. And together as a family to go through all of this together right here, right now. We did that.
Yeah.
We did that.
Mm.
So here we are. And we're gonna,
we
are going to change the world together.
Together. Yes.
And that's a fact, Jack. So, yeah. But, yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this broadcast. Said, is there any final, I have a final quote that I'll say, but is there any final thing that you want to share with the audience, leave them with?
I will leave the audience with this. You have to love unconditionally through the conditional trauma that you've been through. And you can't make conditions through every process of your life to expect unconditional in return.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, knowing when you love yourself, you will understand exactly what I mean. There's going to be bumps in the road and questions you may have that you've placed on yourself, not for that person,
mm-hmm.
but maybe because of something that's affecting you. To love through conditions, when you can really love unconditionally and not worry about who, what, where, why, how. And I will just say that. I love in each and every one of you. Make sure y'all tapping in to Enhanced Resonance Radio, because I'm telling you, this platform, as well as others, Alchemy Temple, my sister Jesus and her show, Moonlight Rob, Jaja.
Yeah.
I mean, there is so much out there. Just pay attention, people. The broadcast is out there.
Yeah. Yep. It's there. But, you know, just like when Manny called last night, you have to want it. You have to have that drive. And we knew what that was in Manny because we all had that. And we all got that. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that thirst. You got to have that drive to want it. Now, all the names that we just dropped, you're like, okay, who are they? We're going to challenge you to find them, attract them.
Yes,
because it's all up in this platform. all of that information, all of it. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't giving y'all shit. We just want y'all to research within this platform to find out so you can branch out. A lot of you guys may already know, but link up, network, research, right?
Yes, research.
So that's just it. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Do your research. I'm going to play like 3 songs for you guys that are powerful. You know what I'm saying? And said, I want you to stay tuned and listen to these songs that I'm about to play. One of them is one of your favorites that I'm going to play here. But after that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to play 2 songs for you guys. Oh, we got a caller. Hold up. Let's see. We have a caller, area code 413729. Are you just listening or do you want to ask me instead a question?
I was just listening. I didn't even press 1.
Okay. Is it Shay? Well, baby, you here. I'm sorry. Do you want to say something to add to this topic? Or you got to, baby. You got to. You've been dropping.
I love y'all, too. Y'all caught me off guard.
I'm sorry.
I'm actually sitting here texting Connie. But, I mean, I just want to say, like, you know, you guys hit it right on the head. Like, yes, 2019, the theme for 2019 has been healing, going deeper, inner growth, strength, power, all of that. And all of this is very necessary. The healing work and the shadow work has to be done in preparation for the year of perfect vision. 2020 is upon us. Like, we right here.
Mm-hmm.
So the next whatever how many days are left in this year, purge thyself before a perfect vision forces you into seeing it.
Mm-hmm. That's That's it. Love it. Well, thank you, Shari. Thank you so much for your unwavering support, baby. We love you unconditionally, and I know you know that.
Yes, and y'all know that it is received and returned as well.
Absolutely. All right, baby. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love to y'all.
All love you, Sissy.
All right. So, yeah, okay, great. So, are you directing what? Okay, sorry. Let's see. Okay, so the quote that I had pretty much stated, I put it on my page today, and it's, every time I judge someone else, I reveal an unhealed part of myself. Now, this is a very important aspect of self-love, and I'm going to repeat that quote. Every time I judge someone else, I reveal an unhealed part of myself. Now, you know what? I'm not going to break it down or anything. I just want people to marinate on that. And that is actually, if you go in the show archive, you know, you'll see the actual quote, you know what I'm saying, in the show, because it's the main show picture. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to do that and build this show off of that quote. Every time I judge someone else, I reveal an unhealed part of myself. So a good thing to do is when you find yourself judging others, which we all do it, write that shit down. You know, me and Shari, you know what I'm saying, we're sticklers of telling people to write it down. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to your work, write it down. So catch yourself in those moments and write it down. Okay, why did I judge that person? What is it within me that, you know, I was disturbed? Why did that person disturb my demon? What demon in me that I don't want to deal with that they invoked? Here. So I'm going to leave y'all with that. And that's something to ponder on, right?
Yep.
Peace and love, said. I love you. Thank you for calling in, bro. I know that you be on me on most of my morning motivational segments. I hope to see you on a few more, you know what I'm saying? Because this was great. This was great, brother.
I'm awesome. Tapped in. He tapped in the shadows, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and not do that, because your morning motivations are very fulfilling and very deep within the soul. And if people are not paying attention to it, they're missing out. So definitely, I'm paying definitely deep mind into this.
Okay, Okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So catch said, you know, as we collaborate on more motivational topics. But yeah, guys, until next time, you know, peace and love again. Join the Facebook group, the YouTube that you heard, Ralph Smart, is in the show notes again. So you can check him out. Please subscribe to his channel because on every he has something on every topic. You know, vegan, you know what I mean, all the way up to energy vampires, everything. He has it. And Ralph is very straight to the point, and he helps you to make it make sense. He's not, you know, one of those teachers to where, you know, you're like trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? He's very
right.
clear in his teachings. So I highly recommend anyone that's listening to subscribe to Ralph, beautiful teacher. He's one of my teachers and mentors. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So please reach out to him. And if you have, if you know someone, oh, this is another thing that we're doing. If you are a music artist, I just looked at it's 44 minutes, bro. if you are a music artist, and I know you're a producer too, we are opening Saturdays, you know, for the jam session spot, but we have Saturdays open, Saturday evenings, you know, for anyone, any conscious artist, you know what I'm saying, that you guys know who, you know, have great art, you know what I'm saying? Saturdays is open for them to come on, you know, and promote their music. You know what I mean? We'll definitely do that. So please email us at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. So, yeah, we want to, those underground artists, you know what I'm saying, that have a lot of art, and, you know, we want to bring them to the light. Coming to
yes.
the light, Carolyn,
yes.
you know? so, coming to the light, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's a spot for them on our platform. So, Shari, you know, kind of if any of you guys know anybody, you know what I'm saying, who is a great artist and their art needs to be shared with the world, please contact me personally and we can arrange to have them on our platform.
Yes.
All right, guys. But, yeah, until next time, I'm going to give you a little bit of Mary and then we're going to end out, we're going to end with CG. Potolo, you know what I'm saying, which he's going to be doing a show. he's going to be coming on doing a broadcast on Parallel Universes to be announced as far as the date and time. But, yeah, guys, it's going down on our platform, so be sure you're following. All right. Peace and love, said. Until next time, bro.
Peace and love, always.
All right. Peace and peace.
No more drama in my See, today I'm having one of them days where I just don't want to be bothered. But it seems like you can't understand that, because it's your way or no way. But check this out, it's my way today. And I'm really, really sick and tired of you stepping into my little box when I just don't want to be bothered, okay? So check this out. I've had my way, I've had my share of ups and downs. I've been in trouble, and I couldn't tell my
love and master, all things sing on. two, double the deuce. I am the all, self is law, a selfish call by the one that made it, you and me, the one creator, alpha, beta, initiator, world debater, inspirator, motivator, master gamer, animal trainer, crocs and gators, international traders, pirates and raiders, haters and fakers, killers and rapers, human enslavers, trafficking saviors. Don't believe me, do your research. Buck being broke, buck being victim, ain't no more hope.